I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Parents and organizations in the United States urge policymakers to action. Mental health experts recently declared a national emergency in children's mental health, citing fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic and existing challenges. Suicide attempts among 12 to 17-year-old girls rose 51% in early 2021 compared to the same period in 2019. In Michigan, Executive Director Dean Vandermeer says more parents are turning to Set Free Ministries for help. Set Free addresses anxiety, depression, fear, and other common issues from a spiritual health perspective.
We are created in God's image. So we're first spiritual beings. Then we're emotional, they're psychological, and then we're physical beings. If you don't deal with the spiritual dimension of who we are, the other two will be negatively affected.
And the story of Jesus has spread to every country on earth, but one-third of all people still haven't heard about him. Jim O'Neill works with the ministry Frontier Ventures and serves with the Alliance for the Unreached. He urges North American churches to join the cause of the unreached.
Think about being in those parts of the world where there are no near neighbors. So there's no community of faith who knows Jesus. They don't have resources announcing Jesus into their communities. One of the most beautiful attributes of our faith is its relational connective tissue, and that Jesus invites us community by community to be touching humans and bringing them to faith in Christ.
O'Neill has seen this approach work. He served as a gospel worker in Asia for 13 years. He helped plant several churches, and these churches themselves went to unreached Muslim populations in Indonesia. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. Get yours at missionnews.org.